我哋今日经文系嚟自箴言四章五到九节同埋十四到二十七节。
So today's scripture reading is taken from Proverbs chapter 4, verses 5 to 9 and 14 to 27.
我哋会首先用广启应方式，用广东话读，然后再用英文读。
You know, read this in responsively, and first in Chinese and then in English.
箴言第四章第五节。要得智慧，要得聪明，不可忘记，也不可偏离我口中的言语。智慧为首，所以要得智慧，在你一切所得之内，必得聪明。他必将华冠加在你头上，把荣冕交给你。要躲避，不可经过，要转身而去。因为他们以奸恶吃饼，以强暴喝酒。恶人的道好像幽暗，自己不知因为什么跌倒。都不可离你的眼目，要存记在你心中。你要保守你心，胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是由心发出。你的眼目要向前正看，你的眼睛当向前直观。我们一起读第二十七节。不可偏向左右，要使你的脚离开邪恶。
Proverbs chapter 4 verses 5 to 9 and 14 to 27. Get wisdom, get insight, do not forget, and do not turn away from the words of my mouth.
She will keep your love and she will guide you.
The beginning of wisdom is this: get wisdom, and whatever you get insight.
Prize her highly, and she will exalt you, and she will honor you, if you embrace her.
She will place on your head a graceful garland. She will bestow on you a beautiful crown.
Do not enter the path of the wicked, and do not walk in the way of the evil.
Avoid it, do not go on it, turn away from it, and pass on.
For they cannot sleep unless they have done wrong. They are robbed of sheep unless they have made someone stumble.
For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence.
But the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn, which shines brighter and brighter until full day.
The way of the wicked is like deep darkness. They do not know over what they stumble.
My son, be attentive to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings.
Let them not escape from your sight. Keep them within your heart.
For they are life to those who find them, and healed to all their flesh.
Keep your heart with all the vigilance, for from it flows the spring of life.
Put away from your crooked speech, and put the waste talk far from you.
Let your eyes look directly forward, and your gaze be straight before you.
Under the path of your feet, they all your way will be sure.
With the last verse together.
Do not swear to the right or the left. Turn your foot away from evil. 小孩子可以下去儿童崇拜。
Now children may be dismissed to the children worship.
今日程牧师所讲的题目是如何明智地生活。
And today's message is given by Pastor Wilson Chan, and the title is How to Live Wisely.
What is a proverb? 箴言是什么呢？
You know, it almost seems easier to recognize one than to define one.
好似咧系比较容易去认到一个箴言，多过你能够为一个箴言去定义。
The essential meaning of the Hebrew word which is translated Proverbs is pretty simply likeness or resemblance.
希利文的箴言那个字其实译出来呢，其实讲到话相似这个这样的意思。
Let me put up a couple of quotes on the screen for you. Again, it's really for the benefit of those of you who know English.
让我引用其他人的说话怎样定义箴言。
You know, and unfortunately, you know, I'm limited, and so I can't translate it for you in Chinese, but heroically, you know, you have a lot of these great translators who volunteer and really put their heart into it. They can help you, but sorry, I can't.
我们尽量去翻译到那个意思出来。
I had Bruce Walkie as an Old Testament professor. He defines Proverbs as this, a short, witty saying that gives you a standard by which you might judge your life.
有一位旧约圣经的学者呢，他这样讲的话，一个箴言呢，就是一个很短的，一个很有智慧，一个风趣的说话，就是给你一个标准，让你呢可以用这个标准去衡量自己，去判定自己。
And you can see he continues to describe a proverb as a comparison, an object lesson, a simple illustration or a parable which exposes what? A fundamental reality about life.
他继续去讲呢，就是说这个箴言呢，就好像一个比较，一个例子，或者一个是一个比喻，去给人看到一个生命真实那个基础的方法。
You see, the objective of the book of Proverbs is to enable us, human beings, right, to live successfully in relationship to the living God in the world which God has created.
箴言的目的就是说，让我们这些人活在神所造这个世界，去跟神有一个关系。
Now, if you're familiar with the entire book, you'll know that these short pithy sayings don't begin until chapter 10.
咁如果你係熟悉箴言嘅时候咧，你知道讲到箴言一啲嘅说话咧，其实佢未到，佢要去到第十章先至系有呢个箴言嘅信息。
We're in the midst of chapter 4. Chapters 1 through 9 are an appeal to you, the reader, to seek wisdom.
其实第一至到第九章咧，就系去向呢个作者读者去勉励呢个读者咧，要去寻求智慧聪明。
So what you just read in chapter 4, which again is within chapters 1 through 9, is more ways to know how do you and I live wisely.
咁我哋刚刚读到嘅第十章咧，就系讲到话你同我点样可以系活一个有智慧嘅生命。
See, we've never needed wisdom more than we do now today in a place like New York City.
好似我哋今日活喺呢个纽约市嘅时候咧，我哋更加需要智慧，比其他嘅时间更加多。
Wisdom is the ability to make wise choices, wise decisions in life.
智慧就系话咧，你要喺可以喺你嘅生命里边做一啲明智嘅决定。
It's not enough for you to be good and decent.
做一个好人系唔够。
We live in a day and age in a culture that demands decisions, choices.
我们活在一个文化里面，是需要我们不时的去作出决定。
Give you an obvious example. Most places and most times in history, you didn't choose who you would marry.
譬如在历史里面，很多时间或者很多地方，你没办法去选择你要去跟谁结婚。
Did you know in the whole scheme of history, that's a fairly recent idea?You choose who you marry.
其实你拣边个嘅结婚嘅对象系好近代历史嘅事情。
Right in a place like New York City, you decide instead of your parents.
喺纽约里边咧，你更加系你自己嘅决定，唔系你嘅父母嘅决定。
And of course, that's just the beginning of what we face today in a place like ours, New York City.
咁呢个咧，只不过系我哋会喺呢个纽约市所面对嘅开始。
Because what does the world?What do the voices of the world tell you?
世界的声音跟你说什么呢?
We're free to be who we want to be.
就是说我们可以自由去选择成为一个怎样的人。
You're free to live the way you want to live.
你可以自由地选择你生活的方式。
Do the things you want to do.
你做你喜欢做的事。
That's our present cultural world.
That bombards
us daily with that.
每一天这个文化都这样跟我们讲这些说话。
Right? Live what you want to live, how you want to live, do what you want to do.
做你喜欢的事，活你喜欢的生活。
You're living in the most individualistic culture ever, ever in the history of the world.
你活在一个前所未有讲过追求个人主义的一个社会里面。
And that means, because by choice, right, you're here, that means you're faced with more choices in your life today than ever.
换句话讲，就是说你今天所面对的选择比起你以往历史里面能够选择的更加多。
So do you have wisdom? You need it.
你有没有智慧呢？你今天真的很需要。
For instance, suppose you have two career paths, two jobs you can choose from. They're both morally permissible.
譬如你今天有两个的职业你可以选择，在两个职业上面，道德上面都是容许的。
That means neither is counter, neither is sinful before God's word.
也就是说呢，在神的话语里面呢，没有一个工作是有罪的。
There's nothing wrong with either of those two paths to take.
无论你选择哪一个方向都没问题。
But if you choose unwisely, you'll lose many years of your life.
但如果你是不用智慧去选择的时候，你就可能在当中去损失了很多年的时间。
You could be frustrated. It could be disastrous.
你可能会觉得很沮丧，很气馁，可能是一个灾难。
Do you see why you need wisdom now?
你有没有看到为什么你今天需要智慧呢？
Do you have it?
你有没有呢？
Are you involved with the living God and his word?
你是不是在神的话语里面呢？
You know, according to the scriptures, there are three things. Three things in the text that I hope to show you and hope you see it by the power of the Holy Spirit. Three characteristics on how to live a wise life.
在经文里面提到三样东西，就是如何去过一个明智的生活。
And if we want to lead a life of wisdom, that life will be characterized by a glorious fight, a guarded heart, and a living word.
那三样东西就是说一个荣耀的战斗，一个保守住的心，还有是活的话语。
Now, for the sake of time, I'm only able to unpack a glorious fight. I only mentioned a little bit about a guarded heart and a living word. But let's get going with a glorious fight. What do we mean by that?
我只会有时间提到一个荣耀的战争。那么意思是什么呢？
First of all, a life of wisdom basically could be characterized by a glorious fight. We see that in the text, verses 5 through 9.
就在第五节到第九节去提到。
If you could shine up 5 through 9 again. Again, I'm going to, just for the sake of time, not read it again because we just read it, but I'm going to just give you, highlight some of the phrases. 5 through 9, right? You see, get wisdom, it says, right? Get. Those are key words. That's a key word. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Don't forsake wisdom.
我们只会去简略的提到，他成日有一个字去提出来，就是要得到，要得到智慧，要得到聪明，还有不可以离弃智慧。
Right? The text goes on. Though it cost all you have, get understanding.
他说在你一切所得之内，必要得到聪明。
The NIV says, cherish her, embrace her. She will give you a garland of grace on your head and present you with a glorious crown.
他说要高举智慧，怀抱智慧。他说他必将这个华冠加在你的头上，将荣冕交给你。
Okay, everybody with me? You see verses 5 to 9? You've read it? You read it a couple times, right? It's on the screen. We read it together. Everybody got it?
大家看到呢，第五节到第九节我们一起看了几次
了。What do those words mean?
这些字什么意思呢？
What do they get across to you?
对你来讲有什么意思呢？
Diligent exertion, determination of will.
就是要努力，要竭力的，要用你的意志要去得到。
Again, the word get is key. Get appears what? Not once, not twice, four times.
你说要,
four times.
要得这个字不是出现了四次那么多。
It's a word that means purchase. A costly purchase.
嗰個字就係好似你去買一樣嘢，呢個係會去要你花費去買嘅。
Do you get what the author of Proverbs is saying to you? It's get means a language of sacrifice.
就係話要得嘅時候咧，你係要有犧牲。
Look at verse 7. Next slide, thanks. Verse 7. Though it cost all you have, get understanding.
第七節佢話在你一切所得之內必得聰明，可能要去要你去犧牲好多嘅嘢。
Verse 6. Slide back, thanks. Do not forsake. Literally means don't let go. Don't let go of it.
第六節佢話唔好離棄，即係話唔好放手。
Be relentless in your pursuit of it, your pursuit of wisdom.
要持續努力嘅，要去追求。
That means there's sacrifice involved, right?
就即係話要有犧牲。
There's persistence involved.
係要係持續嘅。
It's a metaphor. You know what it's a metaphor for? It's pursuing someone to marry. That's the metaphor here.
呢個只係一個比喻，咁比喻乜嘢咧？就係話要去追求你嘅結婚嘅配偶。
Right, again, verses 6-8. If you focus on that, again, I'm just picking out phrases. Don't forsake her, love her, cherish her, embrace her, says the NIV. She will respond. Metaphor, pursuit of marriage.
佢第五節到第八節，佢話你要去追求佢，要尋求佢，要高舉智慧，要懷抱佢，跟住佢會回應你。啊，一個係一个比喻到你要去不断的追求。
If you do that, she will respond.
如果系咁样做嘅时候，佢就会回应。
She will honor you again, because Proverbs is written to young men back in the ancient Near East, right? So that's why it's in the male gender here. Again, it's for women too, by the way. She will honor you. That's the language of passionate pursuit.
佢话跟住佢就会回应俾你吓。呢个箴言当时系写俾佢。年輕的男性，但係當然係包括女性在內，就話你要去不斷嘅追求。
Now as I look around the room, many of you are married. You know what I mean. You know what I mean, right? Even if you're not married, you still know what I mean, right?
我哋在座好多結咗婚嘅人士，你知道好清楚明白你咩意思。
When you pursue someone for marriage, it's costly. It takes your time, your money, your interest, right?
当你要追求你的配偶的时候，你要花时间，你要花金钱，花咗你的精神。
In your pursuit of engagement and marriage, you take the risk to go, and you go after the person wholeheartedly, not half-heartedly.
当你追求的时候，你真系全心全意去摆上你的时间精力。
It costs you. It's sacrifice. You have to get to know the person, what they like, what they don't like, what they're about. It,cost you.
你要犧牲，你都要付上代價。你要花時間睇下佢中意啲乜嘢，唔中意啲乜嘢。
That's the metaphor to getting wisdom.
呢個就係話要尋求得到智慧嘅一個比喻。
What am I talking about? Determination of will, something that you actually have to fight for. You have to fight for it.
你要用你嘅意志去實踐，要決心嘅，就係話你要去爭戰。
In order to get it.At the center of your life.
以致呢样嘢可以进入喺你嘅心里中心嘅里边。
I hope you see that it's a glorious fight. That's what the text says because it says, in the end, there's a glorious crown for you.
呢个系一个荣耀嘅征战，因为到尾嘅时候你有一个荣美嘅冠冕喺你嘅头上边。
Now some of these other verses, which we won't have the time to look at, indicate this. It's a gradual thing.To get understanding, to get wisdom is gradual.
另外一啲经文提到就话要得到智慧系一个慢嘅过程，渐进嘅过程。
Guys, if you don't mind, verses 18 and 19 again.
去睇第十八至到十九节。
That will show you this. It's a gradual thing.
系一个循序渐进。
I'm quoting from the New International Version because again, part of my job is to equip you to learn from the Word of God.It takes many translations to really get the gist. It takes a lot of time to get the gist of what it's saying, right?
我哋用英文嘅版本系一个国际新译本嘅版本，你要睇好多嘅版本去揾出究竟个真正嘅意思系乜嘢。
And so you have one translation up there. I have a similar translation, but a little bit different. So you get a again a fuller picture.
英文的版本, 牧师读的可能会有少少不同。
The path of the righteous is like what? The morning sun shining ever brighter till the full light of day.
但义人的路好像黎明的光越照越明，直到日午。
It continues, but the way of the wicked is like deep darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble.
接着说，恶人的道好像幽暗，自己不知因什么跌倒。
You see, the reason why wisdom is worth it is that as time goes on, a wise person gets more peace. Not more restlessness, it says more peace.
为什么智慧是这么值得我们去追求呢? 就是说因为一路时间一路下去的时候，你读。
A wise person gets more clarity as time goes on.
因为当时间继续下去的时候，一个有智慧的人，佢更加清楚睇得到佢嘅道路。
You understand things you never understood before.
你以前唔明白嘅，你慢慢开始去明白。
Do you see what God's word is saying to you? It's not more and more darkness here, which would be the opposite of more light.
神的话语说什么呢? 不是说越来越幽暗, 好像就是光,越来越光明的相反。
Suppose things are going wrong in your life. Things are, you're stumbling.
譬如在生命里面有些事发生, 令到你跌倒。
You're scratching your head. You don't know why you're stumbling.
你不明白, 你拗下头, 为什么要这样发生?
You're just getting angrier, angrier each day.
你每一天只会更加愤怒。
Wisdom is like a glorious crown. It says it's worth the fight for.
但智慧就好似一个荣耀的冠冕，系值得你去争战嘅。
And why is wisdom, God's wisdom, such a fight?
点解要得到智慧要去争战呢?
Why does it take such diligence to pursue?
点解要你花咁多嘅决心，咁多嘅努力要去执到呢?
Why does the text say, get wisdom though it costs you all you have? Why does it say that?
为什么经文说要得智慧，纵使要去花费你所有的?
Why does it take such determination of your will?
为什么你要有决心要去得到呢?
We're naturally fools. That's what the Bible says. We're naturally fools.
因为圣经说我们很自然，我们都是愚蠢的人。
We're not just blank slates that you fill up with either one, on the one hand foolishness or wisdom. You're not just an empty container.
我们不只是一个空的器皿，我们可以随意的去加添智慧或者加添愚蠢。
The Bible clearly states, you and I, human beings, we come to life as fools. That's what it says.
圣经很清楚地说明，当我们来到我们的生命的时候，我们都是愚蠢的人。
And therefore there's a fight for wisdom, a fight against the sinful nature. Are you in the fight?
所以我们要去战斗，要同我们的罪性去争战，要斗争才得到智慧。
It's going to take all you have.
你要花费所有的。
I tell you, it's hard not to be cynical. I don't think many of you are in the fight. Are you in the fight?
但我们好像很多人都不是在这个争战的里面。
Here are two reasons why there's such a struggle for the life of wisdom.
为什么在生命里面要得智慧有一个这么大的挣扎呢? 有两个原因。
It's on slide 5. First, you have a temperament.
第一就是说你有你的性格。
I don't know. Have you ever had to take a... I'm sure if you're employed, you probably have had to take a temperament inventory, right?
可能你是进入你的公司工作的时候，要去做一个试，就是说看看你的性情是怎样。
You know, like Myers-Briggs or DISC? You know, if you Google DISC, D, capital D-I-S-C, you can probably get it for free, the simplified temperament survey. You could take it. It's for free. If you want the more advanced one, you have to pay.
如果你上网的时候去搜寻DISC, 这个就是说你将人的性情去分类去 看看你是属于哪一种性情，你可能可以免费可以做这个测试。
And supposedly, I'm not an expert at it, but supposedly it tells you about your temperament, right?
应该是讲出你究竟的性格，你的性情是怎样的人。
Some of us are introverts.
我们有些人内向。
Others of us are extroverts.
有些人外向一点。
Some are intuitive. Some of us are more analytical.
我们有些人是靠直觉，有些人就很喜欢去分析。
Some of us like closure. Some of us like progress.
有啲人咧，佢中意即系中意达到嗰个目标；有啲人咧就中意去经历嗰个过程。
See, there are these studies are done across different cultures, about maybe 3 dozen cultures.
咁呢啲嘅测试咧，其实对于好多嘅文化嘅人咧做过嘅。
And we realize that there are 3 basic ways we're neurologically wired in order to deal with the problems of life.
咁就分析嘅结果就系话咧，我哋嘅思想行为咧，其实有三个方法，就系话点样去回应生命。
And you don't have to be a rocket scientist to know this.
其实你都好清楚。
Just observe people, right? Some people retreat instinctively, right?
咁你观察下就知道，有啲人咧就会去退后。
And then others we see attack instinctively.
有啲人咧就会立即嘅会去前进去攻击。
And then some of others of us stand pat and wait.
有些人呢就会我们站在这里去等。
And time again, we habitually do those things.
一次又一次我们习惯性会这样回应。
Do you see the range of temperaments?
你看不看到那个性情那个分野在哪里
呢? Right, I can ask you to raise your hand. How many of you are introverts? How many of you are extroverts?
我甚至乎可以问一下你叫你举手一下有哪个是内向的有哪个是外向的。
I could go down the line, right?Are you rational or intuitive?
你是不是靠直觉的？你是不是靠感性的？
Are you into closure or process?
你是不是只是喜欢那个结果？你是喜欢那个过程？
Are you a attack person or a hold back person?
你是不是会退后还是你会进攻的？
You and I, human beings, instinctively respond to situations the way we're wired.
我们作为人，我们是很自然的靠着直觉去回应。那个处境
That means how you've been raised. What cultural influences have happened to you?
也就是说你怎样是长大你成长的时候有什么的文化去影响到你
Only a small fraction of the situations of which we find ourselves in, that natural approach is the right one.
有很少的时间我们靠着我们的自然的反应是真的能够做出一个正确的决定。
Because of temperament, do you see how lacking wisdom can be deadly?
因住我哋嘅性情，所以我哋冇智慧嘅时候咧，系随时可以致命。
See, if you attack when you should be retreating, you could die.
如果你嗰个时候应该系退后，反之你系进攻嘅时候，可能你就会死啦。
The reverse is true too. If you retreat when you're supposed to attack, you'll die.
相反的一样，如果你需要进攻，但是你反之是退后的时候，你都可以是死。
We all have temperaments.
我们每一个人都有我们的性情性格。
Well, you might be saying, Wilson, what's wrong with having a temperament? Everybody has a temperament.
那你说牧师啊，那有性格有什么问题呢？每个人都有他的性格的啦。
Bingo! You're right. That's why we're all fools.
没错，你是对的，所以我们每一个人都是愚拙的人。
We're naturally foolish because of our temperaments.
我哋自然嘅就係一個愚蠢嘅人，因住我哋嘅性格嘅關係。
Because only a small fraction of the situations which we find ourselves, our natural approach is the right one.
因為真係好少嘅機會靠住我哋自然嘅反應，我哋能夠去作出一個正確嘅決定。
And so to become a wise person means you have to be so in touch with reality.
所以作為一個聰明嘅人，我哋要去真正知道嗰個實況係點樣。
That you know how to get out beyond your natural default mode temperament.
而可以是从你那个自然的性情的反应里面去跳出来。
You have a range of responses that goes beyond your inborn, your culture, your psychology, your neurology.
你可以有很多的回应是不是靠着你自己那个内在的反应你的心理或者你的文化的影响。
You know how to go against those things and always act in a way that's wise.
你能够知道可以怎样去对抗你的性情而是能够作出一个明智的决定。
You know, I look out there, many of you are seasoned in life. You know how very, very difficult it is to live wisely.
我们知道在当中很多人都经历过很多的事你知道怎样去活一个明智的生命是很困难。
That's why God's word says it's a fight. It's a struggle. It takes determination and sacrifice to gain wisdom.
所以神嘅话语话呢个要得到智慧系一个争斗，一个争战，系需要要决心去做。
Because you and I, human beings, always struggle against the normal way we do things.
因为我哋经常系同我哋自然嗰个反应系有个挣扎。
But as time goes on, you'll become wise, and you'll realize.
但系一路落嚟嘅时候，你就会变得有智慧，你就会清楚。
You'll say, I hate doing it that way, but I don't like doing it that way, but the situation at hand calls for that way.
你说可能是在那个时间我不喜欢这样做，但是因为那个处境的关系我一定要这样做。
And so I'm going to be wise. I'm going to follow what God says.
所以我要有智慧，我决定去跟随神所讲的去做。
Here's the other reason. It's on slide 6. The other reason why it's a fight. It's what we saw before.In Proverbs 3, 2 weeks ago.
另一个原因就是说，为什么要得到智慧是一个争斗呢？就是说，我好像我们之前第三章所提到的。
Actually, 3 weeks ago. Developing wisdom is a process.
要发展，要得到这个智慧是一个过程。
It's a simple analogy, going down a path, walking step by step by step.
好像行一条路是一步一步这样行。
That path, of course, is the analogy of life.
这条道路就比喻生命。
And to develop wisdom takes discipline.
要去得到智慧是需要有锻炼。
And there are disciplines you have to stay at. You have to persevere at year after year after year.
要去有这个锻炼、有操练的时候，你需要一年逐一年的要去继续这样行。
And that's why wisdom actually is a gradual thing.
所以得到智慧是一个过程，慢慢的。
Do you see that in Proverbs 4:18? Guys, if you could hit verse 18 again. The path of the righteous is like the morning sun, shining ever brighter till the full light of day.
第四章第十八节，他说，但义人的路好像黎明的光，越照越明，直到日午。
You see, one of the things the Bible says in Proverbs 3 is the root of wisdom is the fear of the Lord.
咁第三章讲到话。智慧嗰个根基喺边度咧？就系话要敬畏耶和华。
And the fear of the Lord in the Bible means that you have a vital, existential relationship with the living God.
敬畏耶和华系咩意思咧？就系话要有同神有一个活嘅生命关系。
You're not just believing in Him. It's not a one-time thing.
你唔系只系单单系相信佢一次，话我相信佢咁就算数。
You're actively cultivating a vibrant.Vital relationship with God.
你是不断的同神去建立，去有这个关系的发展。
His love, His holiness are real to you. You have a prayer life.
他的爱，他的圣洁是真的，你有一个祈祷的生活。
You're regularly meeting with Him.
你不断的去同他相遇。
You're getting His love and His truths deep down into you.
你将他的爱呢是藏在你的心里面。
You know, anyone who says to me, Oh, I'm going to pray for 30 minutes a day, You're fooling yourself. You don't know how hard it is.
如果有人跟我说我一天要用30分钟去祈祷，你其实是作弄自己，因为你不知道祈祷30分钟多么困难。
Just to pray for 5 minutes, or I would say 3 minutes, just to pray for 3 minutes is absolutely so hard because your mind just wanders all over the place.
因为就算是你祈祷三分钟你都很困难，因为你的心思意念很容易就飘了去。
That's why you need gospel community.
所以你需要一个福音的社群。
You need help. You need to be accountable to other Christians who love you.
你要别人的帮助，你要同向其他的基督徒呢去负责。
Again, wisdom is accountability. You have to be accountable.
智慧就是说要彼此去负责。
A fool is wise in his own eyes, says the Bible.
圣经说一个蠢愚蠢的人只是看自己是有智慧。
The definition of a fool is someone who only cares what he or she thinks.
一个愚蠢的人只是关心到他自己所思想的事。
That's a fool according to the Bible.
根据圣经，这个是一个愚拙的人。
I'm wise in my own eyes, says the fool.
这个愚蠢的人说在我自己的眼中我是聪明。
My eyes are all that matter.
佢話我所睇嘅嘢就係我需要關心嘅嘢。
I see it, and that's the way it is.
我睇到嘅就係咁樣噶啦。
Wisdom is always trying to seek to see things from other people's eyes, from other people's perspective.
反之，智慧就會去從其他人、別人嘅角度去睇事物。
The wise person has many friends, advisors, and counselors who are consulted about life.
智慧嘅人有好多其他人嘅其他嘅朋友去向佢去提意見，去幫助佢去睇生命。
A wise person never makes decisions unilaterally.
一個聰明嘅人唔會只係自己單方面嘅去作決定。
He or she always comes and gets a lot of advice and takes it.
佢會尋求別人嘅意見，別人嘅幫助。
You have to be accountable.
你要彼此去負責。
Do you have anybody in your life presently you're accountable to in the Christian life?
在你的基督的生命里面，你有没有其他人去向你去负责，或者你向他们负责呢？
Do you have a few people who love you who you regularly mull over the things of life?
你有没有其他基督徒在你的生命里面，你随时可以向他们去倾到你自己生命的问题呢？
I give you an example.
我给你例子。
Do you have someone who looks at how you spend your money?
你有没有人去帮你看看你怎样去花你的金钱呢？
You say, Wilson, that's a private thing.
他說牧師，這些是很私人的東西。
No, says God, that's also foolish to say that.
神說你這樣說也是很愚蠢。
Because how you spend your money is where your heart is.
因為你怎樣花金錢就是說你的心在哪裡。
If you get nobody else's perspective of how you spend your money, it's so easy to self-justify.
因為如果你沒有其他人去看看你怎樣去花金錢的時候，你只不過是自我去決定的時候，你只是自我去认为你自己做的是对。
And you might be unwise the way you're spending your money.
因为可能你怎样去花金钱是一个很愚蠢的决定。
You'd be wiser if you actually were spending your money and consulting people or people who love you looking into how you do it.
如果你有爱你的基督徒的朋友去帮你看看你怎样花金钱的时候，可能你当中你会得到智慧。
That's hard. Takes a fight because those are hard things to do.
这个是很难做到的，我们要去争战。
I think most of us say that when you read the Bible, it makes you wise.
我想很多人都会赞同说，当我们看圣经的时候，会比你使你有智慧。
It takes years and years and years to read the Bible.
但需要一年又一年去看圣经。
I've had to preach and teach the Bible since 1989 regularly.
我由1987年开始就不断的去讲道，从圣经里面去讲道。
I don't mean to discourage anybody, but this is the reality. I barely get what some passages say. I barely get it.
但我实情就是我们勉强才可以看得明白有些经文是讲什么。
In other words, passages that didn't make sense to me now kind of make sense because I've been reading through the Bible.I look through all the passages.
好像以前有些经文不明白的时候，但现在我好像开始去明白，因为我不断地去看，还有看不同的经文。
I'm not just talking about the details of the Bible, right?
我们不是只是讲到一些经文的细节。
I'm not talking about Bible trivial.
我们不是讲到这些经文的问答问题。
It's not just I found a verse that says this and I didn't know and now I'm supposed to do that.
并不是说我们突然间去找到一些经文，我从前不知道怎么做，现在我看到经文，我知道怎么做了。
You have to understand the passage in light of the entire storyline of the Bible.
你要去睇成本圣经，先至睇到当中嗰个经文系咩意思。
Otherwise, you don't know what's going on. You don't know how to respond.
否则你唔知道究竟经文讲乜嘢，你唔知道点样去回应。
And that's so very important, especially today, where you hear all the cacophony of voices talking to you from cultures.
特別在今天是更加重要的，因為在我們的文化裡面不斷有不同的聲音去向我們說話。
And you know what the loud voice is telling you in a place like New York City today?
今天紐約市向你說什麼說話呢？
This is the world story. There might be a God and there might not.
他們說可能有一個神，也可能沒有。
No one can know.
他說沒有人真的可以知道。
And that's what they'll tell you in a place like here in New York City.
紐約市就是會這樣跟你說。
There might be an afterlife or there might not.
他說可能死後有一個生命，但也可能沒有。
Nobody can tell you either.
没人可以真正讲你听。
So this life is the only thing you have, so go for the happiness now.
可能这个就是你唯一的生命了，所以尽量去享乐。
That's the storyline of the world.
这个就是这个世界讲给你听的个故事。
If you've been a Christian for any length of time, you know the storyline of Christianity in the Bible is utterly different.
如果你基督徒的时候，你知道圣经所讲的故事是完全不同。
The storyline in a nutshell is God created the world, and therefore everything you have is from God.
圣经的故事就是说神去创造这个世界，你所有的东西都是从神那里来。
And God is renewing the world because we've tarnished it by our sinfulness, our rebellion against Him.
神要去更新这个世界，因为我们的罪已经摧毁了这个世界。
But if you believe and trust in the person work of Christ, you're going to live in the renewed world forever with Him.
但如果你相信耶稣基督的时候，你就可以跟他一起在这个新天新地去生活。
And that means right now, this life is just a foyer as you enter into a mansion.
所以这个你现在的生命只不过好像是你当你进入一个大宅里面的之前的一个走廊。
The Bible story is your entire life now is just the tiniest of beginnings for eternity.
你整个的生命只不过是一个永恒的生命的一小点。
So which story are you going to believe?
你要相信哪一个故事呢？
Which story are you placing your life in the midst of?
你将你的生命放在哪一个故事里面呢？
Depending on which story you believe and putting your life in the midst of is to the degree you do that affects everything. Everything.
就是说你将相信哪个故事将你的生命放进去的时候呢，你才去真的可以去解决问题。
And just take the simple illustration I used before about money.
例如金钱。
How do you spend your money? How much do you give away?
你怎么去花你的金钱？你怎么去捐书？
Right?It will look a lot different where your life has been placed in. Is it in the world story? I live for myself. Or is it in God's story? I live for God and serving others.
好在乎你将是相信哪个故事，你是相信这个世界的故事你为自己而活，还是你相信圣经所讲的故事你是为神而活呢？
Therefore, it's not just about reading the Bible to get principles and rules out of it.
所以并不是说我们只是看圣经只是找到那个原则是怎样，那个律例是怎样。
Though there are a lot of great principles and rules that you ought to obey in the Bible.
没错，圣经上面有很多东西我们要遵守。
But you have to read the Bible to gain wisdom.
但你要去看圣经去得到智慧。
That means all the parts, the narratives, the poetry, the history, everything.
包括所有的历史，所有的诗歌，所有的故事。
And the more and more you do that, the more familiar and conversant you are with it, the more it'll affect you.
当你更加去清楚的时候，当你更加熟悉这些圣经的时候，这些圣经就会去影响你。
And you'll be gaining God's wisdom. Because even when the Bible doesn't speak directly to a life situation, and again,probably 75% of life situation doesn't speak directly into, you'll still have the wisdom to make the right decision.
纵使可能有些经文可能不是真的去针对了你生命那个处境作出的决定，但是你仍然会得到智慧去怎样去回应。
The Bible, for instance, doesn't spell out how much money you ought to give away exactly. It doesn't spell it out.
圣经没有说清楚说你需要去捐献多少的钱。
Doesn't tell you.Yet it has an immense impact on the way in which you spend money daily, right? Depending on which story you believe.
但是视乎于你相信哪一个故事，而是影响到你每一天怎样花金钱。
Do you see how it's a fight? It's a daily battle.
这个是每一天的争斗、争战。
It takes years and years and years to develop wisdom.
要不断的一年一年的去发展这个智慧。
It's a glorious fight that you have to fight. You have to undertake.
这个是一个荣耀的征战，你必须要去打的。
Briefly, what are the second and third things that characterize a wise life. Again, I'll be very brief. It's on slide 7.
第二、第三样关乎到点样过一个明智嘅生活系乜嘢咧？
What do we mean by a guarded heart?
一个保守嘅心系咩意思咧？
Well, remember, considering the book of Proverbs is about wisdom and getting wisdom, the answer's in the text, verse 23.
喺第23节俾咗个答案嚟。
Guys, if you don't mind, verse 23, it's an amazing verse. There's nothing more important than this if you're going to be wise. Do you see it? Above all else, guard your heart, and here's the key, for everything you do flows from it.
第23节他说,你要保守你的心胜过保守一切,因为一生的果效都是由心去发出。
Now don't misunderstand what the author of Proverbs is saying. That verse is not referring to the modern understanding of the heart.
这个经文,这个作者所讲的心,和我们今天所定义的心是不同。
Right. Today, we believe the heart is the seat of the emotions.
今天我们认为我们的心是发出我们的情感的根基。Right,
that's the understanding today in today's world, right?
今天的世界是这样认识。
We think the thoughts come from the head. The emotions come from the heart.
我们今天所讲的就是我们以为我们的思想来自我们的脑袋,而我们的情感来自我们的心。
We live in a day and time in which the emotions in our society are privileged.
我们活在这个社会就是说我们的情感是比其他东西优先。
Now the Greeks, the Romans, the modern people have always pitted the emotions versus the reason.
在希腊的哲学家他们经常都讲到我们的情感和我们的智慧,我们的思想是有对抗。Right,
they kind of compartmentalize it. You think these things, you feel these things.
他说你想这些东西,然后你感受另一些东西。
But we live today in a time in which we say something like the following. Owning and expressing your feelings is what an authentic, well-put-together human being does.
我们今天所讲,今天这个社会所讲的就是说,你去感受一些东西,去表示你的情感,才是一个真正的人所要做的事。
Make your feelings work for you.
就是凭你的感觉去行。
That's what the world says, be true to your feelings.
你要很坦诚地去面对你的情感,你的感觉。 Right.
That's what the world thinks is an authentic, well-integrated human being.
他说真正的人呢,才是这样的。
But the Bible says otherwise, right?
但圣经不是这样说。
The Bible, when it talks about heart, means what? The commitments of your life.
圣经说到心的时候呢,就是说你的生命的委身。
You'll see often in Proverbs and other parts of the Bible talking about thinking or acting with the heart.
你看到箴言经常都讲到说,凭你的心去行事。
It's the core of your commitments. That's what it's talking about. It's not feelings.
圣经所讲的心并不是说你的感受,而是说你整个人的委身。
This text does not say the heart is the seat of the emotion.
这个经文并不是说心是那个情感那个根基。
The Bible is not saying the emotions flow from the heart, but the brain has reason.
圣经并没有说到说我们的脑袋去发出这个逻辑,而这个心是发出这个情感。
Because you could see it for yourself. Let the Holy Spirit convict you. Everything, it says, flows from the heart, the core of your being.
让这个圣灵去向你说话,就是说所有的东西,一生的果效都是由心去发出。
What your mouth says.
无论你口所说的,
What your eyes perceive.
当你的眼睛看到的,
What your body does.
你的身体所行的,
They all flow from your commitments.
他们完全都是来自你自己要向什么去委身。
Because that's what the heart in the Bible means. The core of your being.
圣经所说的心就是说你的中心。
The most fundamental hopes that you have. The trust that you've placed in your life.
你怎样去将这个信心去摆在你生命的哪一度?
Slide 8. The heart is where you hold the beliefs about the things you think you must have in order to be happy, to receive life joyfully.
心就是告诉你,你的生命应该摆在哪一度,以致你能够有一个喜乐的生命。
Everybody believes there are some things we must have to receive life joyfully.
我哋每一个人都相信有一啲嘢我哋需要得到，以致我哋嘅生命系有喜乐。
We say to ourselves, we might say to our spouse or our friend, our good friends, if I have that, then I can be joyful. Then my life has meaning.
我哋会同人讲话，我一定要有嗰啲嘢，以致我嘅生命有喜乐，我哋生命先有意义。
Then I'll feel secure. Then I will know I'm worth something.
然后我会得到呢个安全感，我知道我嘅生命系值得嘅。
Everyone here and out there has a set of beliefs.
我哋每一个人，无论喺呢度喺出边，我哋都有咁样相信。
If I have that, I can receive life joyfully.
如果我有嗰啲嘢，我就系得到一个喜乐嘅生命。
Do you see what verse 23 is telling you?
第23节讲乜嘢咧？
What your heart, the core of your being, chooses to believe affects everything you do.
你嘅心去选择相信啲乜嘢，去影响到你系做啲乜嘢。
What the heart chooses, the mind perceives and finds reasonable.
你嘅心去拣乜嘢，然后你嘅头脑去接收到，然后话呢个系啱嘅。
What the heart chooses, the emotions desire and find beautiful.
然后你嘅心去拣啲乜嘢，你嘅情感去渴求啲乜嘢，系你所认为啱嘅。
The will does and finds practical.
然后你嘅心去拣啲乜嘢，你嘅意志去做嘅时候，你觉得你就系实行出嚟。
What your heart trusts in, you must have in order to receive life fully.
你嘅心去相信啲乜嘢，以致你认为你嘅生命系有意义。
What the core of your being rests and hopes in is what you set your mind, your will, and your emotions on.
而你嘅心嘅盼望喺边一度，你嘅情感、意志、行动都系放喺嗰度。
What you perceive, what you feel, and what you do about what you perceive comes from your heart.
你所睇到嘅、你所感受到嘅、你所做嘅，都系嚟自你嘅心。
See, unless you understand that, you won't be able to understand even yourself.
如果你唔系咁样明白嘅时候，你甚至乎唔明白自己。
Jacob in the Bible lost his heart. Do you remember the story?
圣经里边雅各嘅故事，你记唔记得咧？
He lost his heart to something that was he thought was kind of going to save his life.
佢嘅心去付出，去为咗有啲嘢，佢以为系佢生命嘅救世主。
He thought in the inner recesses of his being that Rachel was going to make his life okay. He had a miserable life.
佢话只要得到拉结，佢嘅生命咧就会好多啦。
And Jacob had a lot of trials, right? You know the story. But he thought, Rachel, if I marry Rachel, that's going to make my life not miserable anymore.
雅各经历过好多嘅事情，但系当佢遇见拉结嘅时候，佢话只要我娶咗拉结咧，我嘅生命就会变得好啲啦。
Do you see what Jacob's mindset was? If a woman like that was willing to marry me, that would heal the rest of my nasty life.
雅各谂乜嘢啦？雅各话：如果我可以娶到好似拉结咁嘅女人嘅时候咧，佢就可以医治我呢个咁残缺嘅生命。
But as that story unfolded, he learned he was wrong.
但系呢个故事发展落嚟，佢知道佢错咗。
Unless you're willing to get down deep into your commitments and your hopes and your trust, you're not going to handle your life and your emotions.
除非你真系去到你嘅心里边去睇清楚你嘅盼望喺边度，你嘅所心所相信喺边度，否则你唔能够去使你嘅生命系回转。
That's why verse 23 says, "Guard, guard your heart."
所以23节佢话你要保守你嘅心。
And how do you do that?
你点样做咧？
The answer's in the text, verses 20 to 22. Guys, if you could chime up 20 and 22.My son, be attentive to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Let them not escape from your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and healing to all their flesh.
我儿要留心听我的言辞，侧耳听我的话语。都不可离你的眼目，要存记在你心中，因为得着他的就得了生命，又得了医全体的良药。
You see, you need a living word.
你需要一个活的话语。
you need a word of life.
你需要生命的话语。
And that's the third thing that characterizes a wise life.
第三样讲到一个明智的生命是怎样。
1 John 2:14, which I have on slides 9 and 10 in Chinese and in English, summarizes this. It says, I have written to you who are God's children because you know the Father. I've written to you who are mature in the faith because you know Christ, who existed from the beginning. I have written to you who are young in the faith because you are strong. God's word lives in your hearts, and you have won your battle with the evil one.
约翰一书第二章第十四节，他总结了刚才所说的话，父老啊，我曾写信给你们，因为你们认识那从起初原有的。少年人啊，我曾写信给你们，因为你们刚强，神的道常存在你们心里，你们也胜了那恶者。
That's why the Bible spells out Jesus is the wisdom of God. He is the living word.
圣经讲耶稣就是神的智慧，他是这个神的话语，他就是话语。
He is the word that if you grasp and put into your heart will make you wise.
你只要去捉紧这个话语，将这个话语摆在你的心里面，就会使你有智慧。
He is consummate wisdom.
他是一个完美的智慧。
But at the end of his life, he took our place.
在他生命的终结的时候，他取代了我的位置。
He took the place of fools.
他取代了我们这些愚拙人的位置。
Like you and me on the cursed cross.
为你和我在这个十架上面。
He got the scourging fools deserve.
他得到的就是这些愚拙人所配得的鞭打。
He got the death you deserve.
他得到的就是你配得的死亡。
And if you see him dying for you, you'll gain wisdom.
如果你看到他是为你而死的时候，你就会得到智慧。
You will love him more and more.
你会爱他更加多。
You'll be willing to follow him.
你会愿意跟随他。
See, that's the only thing that's going to change your heart.
这个就是唯一一样东西会改变你的心。
You need a word of life.
你要有生命的话语。
Father, we thank you for Proverbs chapter 4.
天父，我们感谢你，箴言第四章。
And I pray, Lord, that my friends here would take to heart what you're saying to them.
我们祈祷今天在座当中的会留心你所讲的说话。
I pray, O Lord, that we acknowledge that we are foolish.
我们祈祷我们每个人都承认自己是愚拙的。
And we don't seek your wisdom.
我们都没有寻求你的智慧。
This is still the gospel age where we can repent and believe.
但是这个是福音的年代，我们能够去回转，去悔改。
And we can be on that straight and narrow path.
我们能够去走这个窄路上边。
Oh Lord, there's so many choices in life today.
天父，我们今天有生命上面有很多的抉择。
Give us your wisdom.
求主你给我们智慧。
Help us to battle, to fight for understanding.
求主你为我们去帮助我们去让我们得到这个明智去争战。
Guard our hearts.
保守我们的心。
And give us your living word.
给我们你的话语。
We ask that in the name of Jesus. Amen.
我们奉耶稣基督的名义求。阿们。